show. Is it a sandwich? If I called a hot dog a sandwich, do you think that you'd be fine with it? If not, then why? Let's bust this wide. Mary, Carrie, Kelly, Matt, oh my, is a sandwich? Well, let's decide.
I've made dad jokes and puns, sung songs, recited poems, referenced obscure 60s science fiction, and done some questionable Tom Carvel impersonations. We've laughed, we've cried, and now we're all back in the yard for the milkshakes. And no, I do not mean any innuendo. Literal milkshakes. Time for the ultimate episode and a little brain freeze here on Order Up.
Oh, yay, Matt.
Who doesn't love a little brain freeze, everybody?
Oh, my.
So much fun. This is the season finale of season 6 for us. This is episode 6. I'm your friend, your pal, Kelly Zemnikas. And always, I am coming to you along with Carrie Haim, Mary Kennedy, and Matt Ardill. Now, friends, we know that so far, Cone is like crushing it this season. Anyone tempted to maybe join Team Cup?
No.
No.
Why would you?
If it was a waffle cup, maybe. If it was a cup you could eat, maybe.
No.
That's just basically a cone still.
Yeah. Like, to me, ice cream is not nearly as fun without the cone. Like, it's way more of an experience for me especially with a sugar cone. Like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
No, I can't do cup. No.
No, it's fair. I mean, last episode with DJ, he did remind me how much fun it is at the baseball park to have the stadium, like the team hat with the ice cream in it. That is a definite favorite of mine.
But there's a lot of work with that. I'm going to be honest. And I'm, from the Boston area, so go Red Sox. I would love one of those. I would, whatever. I don't know how they're playing. I don't want to know. I think this has been a bad Boston team year. But anyway. But my issue, and maybe this is my mom gene from being a mom, I think, holy God, if I gave ice cream to my whole family in the Red Sox cup hat, then that means I need to go to the bathroom and wash dishes. And to me, that is not okay. That's not okay. I shouldn't be washing dishes.
Can I also chime in as a mom? For a kid, always get your kid a cup, a small kid.
Yes.
That's the thing, because otherwise ice cream is like a horrible, horrible experience for me, as a parent, because somehow it ends up on their elbow. It ends up everywhere. It ends up everywhere anyway, even if there's a cup. Yeah. But if you have a cup, you have a chance of salvaging some clothing. With a cone, it's all over immediately. That's
and
what I'm going to say.
Do not, here's one more. Do not get ice cream in a cone at Disney World.
Because my
mother did that.
Okay.
And I ended up like bumping into somebody because it's very crowded and the cone and the ice cream landed on the ground.
That's so sad.
And as a child, I was so miserable that I ended up just leaving it there, and I was so sad. And my mother goes, "What, do you live in a barn? Clean it up!" So there I am, cleaning it up.
Oh, poor Mare.
At Disney World, but I did end up getting another one. But that was really
That is good to know, because I'm about to go to Disney World for the first time since.
Oh my goodness.
Captain EO came out.
Ooh. Oh my God.
I don't know what that is.
I think it was in 1986.
Don't tell me when you're going. Keep it a secret because, then I'll be like tempted to like give you money to go to the Star Wars thing and buy like ridiculous stuff.
Yeah. I'm going on the Tron ride as a diehard Tron fan. Definitely doing that. But friends, as I say, this is our season finale for season 6. So I'm most curious, Matthew, as to what facts you have for us today to end off this ice cream season.
Well, we couldn't end the season without talking a little bit about the blizzard. Mm-hmm. I mean, who doesn't love the Dairy Queen blizzard? I mean the Dairy Queen one, not like the snow ones. Snow blizzards suck. Just humoring that there might be somebody from a country that doesn't have a blizzard. For those who aren't in the know, it's a Dairy Queen soft serve mixed with different ingredients from sundae toppings or cookies to candy bars. It is one of the most popular treats from Dairy Queen since 1985 and can be found with Oreo, mint Oreo flavor, chocolate chip cookie dough, M&Ms, Reese's peanut butter cups in the States, Heath or Butterfinger bars, but in Canada, Score and Crispy Crunch. Now part of the shtick is Blizzard was that you serve it upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that came to be with the spoon pointing out and everything was in one of the locations, teenagers would demand thicker and thicker milkshakes. And eventually that, like, this is how they proved it. It's like, we can turn this upside down and it's not coming out. And that just became a thing.
Wow.
That Dairy Queen did, like, a good meringue, like, to prove that it was a real deal. They are technically, though, not ice cream. They are a frozen dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Because especially in the U.S., because the FDA's laws around what can and cannot be called ice cream
means
that it does not qualify. Now, Oreo almost had a Reese's moment where they actually refused to be part of the original Blizzard. They did not want to partner with Dairy Queen. So Dairy Queen went to their predecessor, Hydrox. A lot of people don't know this, but Hydrox came before the Oreo, and Oreos, Nestle just basically ripped them off. The Hydrox Blizzards were selling like gangbusters, and Nestle were like, oh, crap. You don't want like an E.T. scenario. So went back, begged Dairy Queen, and Dairy Queen were like, okay. And we've had the Oreo Blizzard ever since. Now, the largest Blizzard that was made for the Guinness Book of World Records weighs in at 8,260 pounds.
What?
So needless to say, they didn't turn that one upside down.
my God.
If you don't know Dairy Queen, because it's not in every country, you probably know the next thing, which is McDonald's McFlurry.
Mm-hmm.
Because they served like once a week when the ice cream machines actually work, they serve their own version. And it was created by Ron McClellan, the most Canadian of Canadian names that you could have, in Bathurst, New Brunswick. He was a franchise holder in 1995. He created this concoction, and head office found it so intriguing, they introduced it into the U.S. And in 1997, and by March of 1998, it was sold in all of the locations. Internationally, it has some fun variants outside of North America. It's sold in over 99 countries. And these variants include the Cadbury cream egg version in the U.K. and Australia, matcha McFlurries in Japan, and the lime and chocolate McFlurry in South Africa, which I want to have because that sounds delicious. In the UK, there is a very popular treat, but people will leave the trash and foxes will get in it, knock it out. Well, hedgehogs are very attracted to the smell of a McFlurry. And unfortunately, and this is going to be a little tragic here for a second, they would get stuck in the cups and suffocate.
Oh, no.
So the British Hedgehog Society and the UK fashion industry lobbied McDonald's to change the design of the cup. And McDonald's, acquiesced, and they worked with the fashion industry, and they designed a very trendy cup hedgehogs will not get stuck in.
Wow.
There is even a comedy connection, which ties into our guest today, actually. There is an episode of 30 Rock that had that show has more than a few tongue-in-cheek product placements, from the night cheese to bull testosterone-infused cheese puffs. But in one episode, Alec Baldwin and Selma Hayek's Jack Donaghy and Lisa Pandria reconciled their differences over, and in their words, this is not mine, although I won't really argue very much, the the world's greatest dessert, a McFlurry. This was not a paid product placement. My guess is just Lutz really loved McFlurries. So yeah. So that's my trivia for the last episode.
I love that the McFlurry is a Canadian creation. I had no idea. Yeah.
And it's so young. I thought it would have been around longer, like to be created in, what did you say, 97? That just seems, yeah, or 95. 95.
And then was introduced to the market in 98.
Yeah, that's kind of bonkers. Yeah. But
I have to say, as an American, the fact that the FDA called this a, what did they call it again? They said it's a frozen dessert.
Frozen treat. Frozen treat.
This is the same FDA that approved wood resin in my diet bread that I ate when I was on Weight Watchers back in the
90s. Oh my God.
What is it if it can't be ice cream?
Yes, exactly. So I say foul FDA, and I will have my McFlurry with no, not McFlurry, sorry, excuse me. I will have my Blizzard without wood resin. Thank you.
Seems reasonable.
That's reasonable.
I am very excited to get to our guest today. So Kelly, who is our very special guest today?
Oh my goodness. I have to say that our guest today has a comedy resume I would pay to have. This is like my dream resume. I absolutely love this. We met recently at the Grizzly Pear Comedy Club in New York City. We were both on the lineup for a show and we got to talking. And I had to invite her on the podcast because she seems so dang cool. She is writing on the 47th season of Saturday Night Live. Previously, she wrote for A Little Late with Lily Singh, a fellow Canadian, and a show I loved a great deal. She was a writing apprentice for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. She's done some work with some of the shows on the E! Network. And I love the fact that she landed these jobs, especially on Colbert and Lily, without any reps or comedy connect. I love that the cold call worked. This is amazing. Please give it up for the very funny, the super kind, the awesome Vanessa Jackson. Hey, Vanessa!
Yay!
Yay!
Hello.
How are
you doing today? I'm good. Thank you guys for having me. This is so fun.
I love that you are here. And I know that we have 5 questions coming up for you with Mary Kennedy, but I do have to ask, because I'm always curious about people who work on shows. What is the snack game for SNL? What is available to you all for what is the crafty table?
That is beautiful. That is actually a great question. That's always my number one question too. There's tons of snacks. There's always chips. There's always like drinks, soda. Mm-hmm. We'll get like meals comped on occasion, especially if we're working like late nights and stuff. So it's good. We never go hungry. And that is honestly the key for me.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Definitely.
Do you have a favorite snack when you're writing?
Oh, good question. I always like to eat a dark chocolate covered I never know how to pronounce it. Acai. We'll go with that.
Sounds like a question.
Acai. I know, right? It does. I'm like, what is it? So true.
It's delicious.
That's all that matters to me.
As an SNL fanboy, there, like in the 30 Rock episode, the girly show had the day when the Teamsters brought in the Italian sandwiches. Is that myth or is that based on something that actually happens?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't think they do anymore.
Okay.
I know. So, but maybe a lot of things. I started post pandemic and I think a lot of things changed after the pandemic.
Yeah.
Like COVID protocols and stuff. So possibly I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Gotta get Vanessa some Italian sandwiches at her work.
Exactly.
He deserves it.
Yeah. But you go to the SNL after parties, you must. So there must be some yumminess there.
No, you know, oh yes. But like usually they're at a restaurant and it'll be like catered by the restaurant. Oh, nice. Yeah. Or not like free. That's always my one little I'm always like, shouldn't it be free? And it's not.
Yeah.
It should be, yes.
You would think.
Come on, Comcast, NBC.
Yeah. Thank you. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well, Vanessa, we are going to put your super cool comedy creds on the shelf for just a hot second to ask you 5 questions about ice cream. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Yeah. Go for it, Mary Kennedy.
This is hard-hitting journalism. Your first question is, what is your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Oh, my favorite flavor of ice cream. It used to be mint chocolate chip, but just recently it's changed to cookie dough. I'm a big fan of the cookie dough ice cream. Yes.
Now, this is good because now cookie dough cannot have raw egg in it anymore.
Cookie dough
that you eat in the ice cream does not have raw egg in it anymore. So
beautiful.
Safety first.
It did the whole time. So safety good for first. Me. I'm still alive. Yes. That's great.
Yeah. It makes us happy too. So it's all everybody wins, you know?
Everybody wins.
The fact that I know that is a little interesting. Anyway.
No, I love it.
Have you ever made your own ice cream?
One time I tried. I feel like everyone's done that thing where it's like, I don't know. You're supposed to put it like in a plastic bag.
Oh yeah.
I feel like it's like a kid's project. Yeah. And it did not materialize into ice cream at all. It was just like chocolate milk in a bag, basically. Yeah. you're supposed to like shake it and use like sea salt. And it was.
Yeah.
Yes. I did that recently with my niece and nephew who are 4 and 7. Mm-hmm. And I think it just turned into Auntie Kelly got angry.
That's so funny. That's so true. It is a very infuriating way. Yeah, yes.
From a
profound way to make it.
The maker, if you get the makers, it's actually really easy. It's just cranking it. Is like, I had one that I made by hand and it was like such a good workout. And I blew all of that hard work at the end by eating like homemade.
Yes. Did anyone here ever have the Snoopy snow cone machine?
I coveted that thing, but I never had it.
Yes. Yeah. I had it.
That was a fun 80s adventure.
And lucky.
I will say, for all the cookie dough I've consumed that had raw egg, I'm surprised I'm still here.
Well, and I would do a dessert buffet. Of course I did, because my grandma was a pastry chef. Mm. I did a dessert buffet with the snow cone machine, easy bake oven.
Combo platter.
We had combo platter.
Nice.
And then we have cheese whiz because we're
ew. From oh my God.
So yum. Delicious. So the next part of that question was, how did it go? So it sounds to me like that didn't go so well when you tried to do it.
It went very poorly.
We'll move on to that. Who makes the best ice cream you've ever had?
So I think the person who makes the best ice cream. Okay. Have you ever had Bluebell from like Texas?
Oh my gosh.
You're the second person to mention it this season.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to have a roommate who would always be like, Bluebell is the best ice cream in the world. And I was like, okay, calm down. I don't know why. I don't have any strong opinions about ice cream except for that one. I was like, I don't think so. But then I had it and it was great. It was truly like really, really good. It's super creamy, super rich. So I was like, they might be on to something.
Hmm.
Huh. We're gonna get her.
I was just gonna say we gotta get hands on this stuff because I don't think we have it here in Canada. But do you have it in LA there?
We have it in LA.
Okay.
It's very coveted. It depends on the place.
Okay.
So, I might have to go out to Rancho Cucamonga to get it. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure if we have. It's a hard place to find, outside of like Texas, which is also interesting. Which is so classic.
That is interesting.
Texas. Of course they would hide their ice cream.
That's what's really at Fort Knox.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The best barbecue and the best ice cream, but none of you people from outside of Texas can have.
Exactly. They're like, but we're keeping it with us. Mm.
So Bluebell, I'm doing some research on the spot. Bluebell is only available in a portion of the nation's supermarkets. It ranks as one of the best selling ice creams in the country. Our products are sold in 23 states.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
So Yeah, I don't. I do not see Canada because, you know,
we're
Canada.
Not a state. Because yeah, we're not a state. Despite.
Whoops. No. Could you just tell that I don't know geography? Now they go to Bluebells. They don't even talk about Bluebell ice cream. Now I have to see. I have to. I'm in the middle of this. Sorry, Vanessa. Hold on.
No, I love it.
Blueberry. Do you have a favorite flavor, Vanessa, of Bluebell? Is it the cookies?
No. I think the mint chocolate chip, I would say.
That's my favorite. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been trying to cut back on sweets, but we found that Uber Eats will deliver from a Baskin and Robbins. And I've been ordering mint chocolate chip for my wife, because her favorite flavor. So it's like, oh, I'm getting it for you.
I'm getting it for you.
So here's the drop. And I don't know if you guys can do this, Canadians.
Okay.
It is sold in Walmart. Do you have Walmart?
We do.
We do have Walmart.
It's not a Target.
Location, we have Walmart.
But I don't think it's
Target
in.
Target shut down. Remember, Target did shut down. So that's why
but it did not last.
No, we do have Walmart.
It shut down because Walmart.
But I've never seen that ice cream there. I'm also going to look it up. But it'll be added to our American road trip that Kelly and Matt and myself are going to take so we can eat all this food.
A Fudgy the Whale, a Cookie Puss, some Bluebell ice cream.
You'll be sad.
A lot of antacid.
So here we go. Toppings or no toppings?
Toppings or no toppings? Mm-hmm. I'm always undecided on this because I like no toppings for ice cream. Since we're talking about ice cream. If it's frozen yogurt, I like toppings. But
oh, interesting.
Cream, yeah.
Okay.
Here, ice cream,
any
I don't.
Any reason behind that?
I feel like ice cream doesn't need toppings. It is what it is. But I feel like frozen yogurt always, like, something about the flavors always benefit from, like, a little extra, like, sour gummy worm or something.
I'm kind of with you because my parents eat a lot of frozen yogurt, and I find that when it's being served, I will put toppings because in my brain I'm eating yogurt, which is healthy, so I can add something kind of naughty, you know?
Yes, maybe that's what it is. Yeah, we'll go with that. I like that logic.
Yeah, I heard what it's well. It's not frozen yogurt is like good. But it's like they took really good ice cream and made it just a little bit gross and better for you. So you could eat more of it. Right. But there's your topic.
It's a good tagline, Carrie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gross yogurt. Yeah. Gross. But have lots. Yeah. Yeah. But I see why you would do, but also some of those frozen yogurt places, like when you go to a frozen yogurt place, they have all the toppings. There, I know they have it in an ice cream place too, but you're right. It seems more of a frozen yogurt activity.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah. No, mm-hmm. And I agree. But I got to tell you, again, I know we started talking about kids. Do not take your kids to a frozen yogurt place with those toppings because I will tell you, you think you're going in because they weigh everything. You think you're going in and it's going to cost this much. Mm-hmm, and then you leave and it's the down payment for their college. I mean, it's really.
That is the scam of frozen yogurt. Yeah. They will upcharge you so much. You're like, how is this $800?
Crazy. Anything where they charge by the weight. They've done the math.
Yeah.
They've done the math.
Yeah. And those sour gummies, callback, those sour gummy worms that you speak of, they are probably 3 pounds per capita. So those are expensive.
They get you because it's too late. You can't put it back once it's in the cup. No. You're like, well,
Yeah. So
don't touch that.
So this is because this is our final episode. I can say that there's a lot of suspense here. When it comes to ice cream, are you a fan of the cup or the cone?
I'm a cup girl all the way.
Oh. Interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh my.
Are you guys all cone
people? This has been so cone. It's been very cone heavy.
I'm playing both sides. I'm by cup and by cone. I guess this season.
By cup, by cone machine. Yeah.
but yeah, it's been cone heavy. So I like that the cup is getting some respect in our past two episodes. It's nice.
That's brilliant. But you're welcome.
But I have a question. Of course, I always have an added question. Are you open to putting your ice cream in a cone and then putting it upside down like the blizzard and putting it in a cup?
That is yes. I don't mind that.
Okay. We will accept that. But she still said cup. She's a clear cup.
She's a clear cup.
So why the cup? Why?
Oh, I just don't like when it like melts in your hand.
Yeah.
It's not fun. Or you have to eat it super quick because it's like dripping all over your hand, which is never fun.
So here's the thing that I've noticed. The people who have been pro cup, aside from Kelly, have been from warm places. Like California, Texas, you know, even a hot day in you know early summer in Toronto is not that hot. It's not that hot. You've got more cone time.
Yeah.
So and Mary lives in LA, so
this is interesting.
Maybe there's an environmental factor.
I think you might be right about that.
I think so too.
Yeah. But I'm a cone person. I like cones.
You're from Boston.
Yeah. We would get ice cream like every Friday night, no matter the temperature. Mm-hmm. You know, my mother would be in a parka with gloves, a scarf, and a hat, eating ice cream in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask. But that, you
know. That's just me on a Tuesday. Well, with Vanessa's answer, friends, to wrap up this season.
Okay, what's the tally?
Cone did win, and I am playing. I am playing both sides, so I kind of.
So you got two votes.
I've got two votes.
All right.
I picked both. If though, I will. If I had to pick, I have my preference is cup. So I'm gonna put myself on team cup.
Okay.
But by a score of. We didn't win at all. Team Cup got 4 votes.
Okay.
Cone got 6.
Yay!
Still pretty close.
Mary, is this the first time you've won?
Yes.
This is the first time.
Yay, Mary.
Very impressive.
If you notice, there was not a lot of rules. There was not a lot. It was very clear cut. So, there was no time of day.
No,
there was no. So we got through.
Oh, that's great,
Vanessa. Where is your favorite place in New York to get ice cream? If you want to give a local.
Oh, I'm so basic. That's a good question. I do prefer frozen yogurt over ice cream, and I usually get it from 16 Handles.
Okay. Nice.
Gotta go there the next time, Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be there in January. So
okay. That's the best milkshake I ever had was in New York.
Oh yeah,
Harlem Shake. Really good. Really good.
Is it one of those ginormous ones with like half a pie on the side kind of thing?
No, it's a totally reasonable sized milkshake. You know, you had the option to put in malt, so you could have like a malted or just regular milkshake. Very just it's a simple thing done well.
Right. That's really good. Nice.
Awesome. I like that. Well, Vanessa, where can folks find you on socials? Obviously, they can watch your writing skills come to life on SNL. But where can they follow you on social media?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok at Very Vanessa. And it's Vanessa with 2 N's.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Wrapping up this season. When I'm next in New York, we will have to go for some frozen yogurt. We must do it because Adam will not do that with me. As a foodie, it's weird dating a non-foodie.
That's so funny.
Save her, Vanessa. Take her for ice cream.
I'm all about it.
Love
amazing. Nice.
Does he not like frozen yogurt?
He's not a sweet guy.
Mm. Oh, okay.
He is not a sweet guy. He's sweet enough as he is.
Oh, okay. okay.
That was so lame. He's not a sweet guy at all. He's not a foodie guy at all.
Right.
Like, he lets me go with others to fancy meals and stuff. It's just not his jam. But, he has done the show, which I love him for doing. Everyone, we will be back next season with a brand new topic and a brand new debate, and we'll see if Mary can keep her streak alive for 2 weeks in a row. But this has been season 6 of Order Up.
Hey, Kelly, how you doing?
Hey, Matt, I'm pretty good. What did you have for lunch today?
I had a bologna sandwich. I bought a big thing of bologna and then chopped it up so I could freeze it so I can control the slice size. Because they never have a good size slice. It's always too thin. Even when I say thick, it's like I can see through it.
Would it pass the Mary Kennedy test for a sandwich? Do you think?
I think so. It had cheese, it had a condiment, it had meat and fresh bread I got from around the corner.
That sounds amazing. Well, friends, we have had so many good food chats on Order Up so far. We're going to take a bit of a break, game plan for a new season, maybe bring up, is a Pop-Tart ravioli. We've got lots to digest from what we've talked about already.
And there's important questions to chew over.
Exactly. So we have to have a big brainstorming meeting, but we will be back soon with fresh new episodes and new eats on Order Up. Order Up is hosted and produced by Matt Ardill,
Mary Kennedy,
Larry Hayne,
Kelly Zemeckis.
And original music is by Rebecca McDonald.